Sure. The shattering explosions come every few minutes in the besieged Syrian city of Homs. Residents say government troops are using rockets and heavy artillery in a bombardment that has gone on for days. As the shells fall, the slaughter mounts. Another 60 men and women and children were reported killed today, but residents say they cannot even count the dead anymore. And the international charity Doctors Without Borders says the regime is now attacking the wounded, with the staff who treat them risking arrest and torture. By phone and through social media, we're learning more about the desperation as those trapped in the city look into the cameras and simply cry for help. CNN's Arwa Damon reports.
I beg you, please stop the rockets. This doctor pleads at one location in Homs, directing his plea at the leaders of Turkey, Qatar, and Saudi Arabia. He adds, we are begging you. We can't do anything for them. CNN has spoken with opposition activists across Syria, and as one, they ask the same question. How is it that the world can watch and continue to fail them?
I would really like to thank the entire world for watching us so silently. We are getting killed every moment. We are not able even just to get some basic medicine to injured people. Children are really hungry. I swear, children are hungry. No power, no fuel. It's too cold. This is too much. For God's sake, this is too much.
Their anguish is painfully clear. The way to end it is not. Arwa Damon, CNN, Beirut.
The United States Ambassador to the United Nations, Susan Rice, had a very strong message for the Syrian President, Bashar al-Assad, when she joined me in the Situation Room yesterday. She said, and I'm quoting her now, your days are numbered. Since then, Obama administration officials say the U.S. is focused on diplomatic and economic pressure, but a preliminary review has indeed begun of U.S. military capabilities. Let's go to our White House correspondent, Dan Lothian, who's joining us. Dan, update us on what we know.
Well, first of all, Wolf, you know, the White House really hopes that this situation in Syria can be resolved either through diplomacy or some political solution. Having said that, top aides here tell me that all options remain on the table. They won't specifically address talk about whether or not the U.S. or its allies could be involved in arming the opposition. But as Barbara Starr up at the Pentagon has been reporting, military officials there are conducting an early review of military contingencies or military capabilities, rather. This does not mean that this is something that President Obama has asked for, I'm told, but this is a kind of preparation, the strategy that the military will conduct in case the president does ask for that. In addition, the United States continues to work with its allies to look at providing humanitarian assistance to the Syrian people. All of this taking place as the pressure continues for President Assad to step down, and officials here believe that the noose is tightening.